April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
All right, so as many of you guys know, today is a special day for all Chinese people.
That's right, and in English, we call this special day Tomb Sweeping Day.
Right, and in Chinese, we all know this is Qingmingjie.
So we've already done one lesson on Tomb Sweeping Day. This was last year.
Right.
This one is going to be a little bit different. Last year, we had, I think, a foreigner who really didn't know what Tomb Sweeping Day was.
Yes.
This guy, Jeremy, sounds like he knows a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's quite the old China hand yet, but he knows a little bit more.
Okay.
And one other thing, guys, is that this is an elementary lesson, but you're going to find that we're using a lot of phrasal verbs.
Right. So it's a little bit in between elementary and pre-intermediate.
Yes, exactly. So once you guys start to really get these phrasal verbs, you're going to find that you are in a higher place, a higher level.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's go ahead and first take a listen to the dialogue three times.
Excellent.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Tina, do you have any plans for Tomb Sweeping Day?
Yeah, I'm going to visit my grandparents' grave in Suzhou and pay my respects.
Oh, it's not in Shanghai?
Well, Shanghai is very tight on space. That's why a lot of cemeteries are in nearby towns outside the city.
Oh, I see. Last year, I tried some green rice balls on Tomb Sweeping Day. They were really good.
Glad you like them. You know, they come in many new flavors now, like pork floss.
Really? Sounds interesting.
They're an online sensation. People line up for hours to buy them.
I think I'll stick with the classic ones then.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Tina, do you have any plans for Tomb Sweeping Day?
Yeah, I'm going to visit my grandparents' grave in Suzhou and pay my respects.
Oh, it's not in Shanghai?
Well, Shanghai is very tight on space. That's why a lot of cemeteries are in nearby towns outside the city.
Oh, I see. Last year, I tried some green rice balls on Tomb Sweeping Day. They were really good.
Glad you like them. You know, they come in many new flavors now. Like pork floss.
Really? Sounds interesting.
They're an online sensation. People line up for hours to buy them.
I think I'll stick with the classic ones then.
Dialogue, third time.
Hey, Tina, do you have any plans for Tomb Sweeping Day?
Yeah, I'm going to visit my grandparents' grave in Suzhou and pay my respects.
Oh, it's not in Shanghai?
Well, Shanghai is very tight on space. That's why a lot of cemeteries are in nearby towns outside the city.
Oh, I see. Last year, I tried some green rice balls on Tomb Sweeping Day. They were really good.
Glad you like them. You know, they come in many new flavors now, like pork floss.
Really? Sounds interesting.
They're an online sensation. People line up for hours to buy them.
I think I'll stick with the classic ones then.
All right, so we have two friends, Jeremy and Tina. Jeremy first asks, hey, Tina, do you have any plans for Tomb Sweeping Day?
That's right, Tomb Sweeping Day. Now, Diana, do you think we could say Tomb Sweeping Festival here?
You know, I think Tomb Sweeping is kind of long in itself.
It's long, right?
Yeah, but also when I think of a festival, I think of people really
happy yeah,
and celebrating life,
okay,
usually.
Good point. So guys, just whenever you want to say Qingmingjie in English, just say Tomb Sweeping Day.
Mm-hmm, right. So this is, you know, the day that you go and visit your ancestors' graves.
Okay, so we've already said the word tomb. We just said the word grave. This right. is getting kind of scary.
So, yeah, there is a difference between a tomb and a grave.
Hmm.
So when I think of a tomb, I think of a really big underground area
okay.
where you bury the dead.
Like a rich person too, probably.
Probably, yeah. Right. And you can walk underground.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is different from a grave, which is usually above ground.
You dig a hole.
Right, right. You dig a hole. It's probably got some grass and stuff.
Okay, we are going to make this our culture section for today because mm-hmm. there's so many different, very scary ways to talk about graves and tombs.
Right.
Okay, and it sounds like this is Tina's plan.
Mm-hmm. She says, I'm going to visit my grandparents' grave in Suzhou and pay my respects.
Okay, so pay my respects. If you guys did listen to our other Tomb Sweeping Day lesson, mm-hmm. we had pay respect.
Okay.
But this one, you know, pay my respect, pay your respect. It's pretty common.
Right. So actually, there's two different ways to use this phrase, pay one's respects. Mm. One is a polite visit. So you can pay your respects to someone who's still alive.
Yes, yes you can.
Yeah. And then the other one is to visit a grave.
In fact, when you are visiting that grave, we sometimes even say pay your last respects.
Okay, right.
So yeah, you definitely can pay respect to a person who is still living.
Mm-hmm.
But Dan is right. This just means go to the grave.
Yeah. And so, guys, I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but a grave is usually marked with a stone.
Ah, a gravestone.
Exactly. Now, it seems Jeremy's a bit confused. He says it's not in Shanghai.
Well, it's not, and there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that Shanghai is tight on space.
Okay, tight on space. So there is limited space.
Yes, yes, not a lot of.
Mm-hmm, right. We can also use this in other ways. For example, you can be tight on money.
You can.
Especially if you bought something like a house or a car.
Or even around Christmas time,
mm.
right? You know, you buy so many presents for people.
Right.
And then in January, a little tight on money.
Right.
You could even say tight on cash.
Okay, yes, that works.
Like, Diane, I'm a little tight on cash today. Could you buy my lunch for me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she would.
Of course, Adam.
The only other thing I usually think about when I think tight on is tight on time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a little tight on time.
Mm-hmm.
It just means I don't really have the time.
Right, right. I need to rush somewhere
right.
or I can't really chat with you for too long.
Right, I'm just a little tight on time.
Mm-hmm. So Tina goes on to say that's why a lot of cemeteries are in nearby towns outside the city.
Okay, so let's get back to this idea of tombs and graves
and the dead.
And the dead. So a cemetery is basically where you will find tombs and graves,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right. So we will even call this the graveyard.
When I think about graveyard, and again, guys, this is all going to be in the culture section. When I think about graveyard versus cemetery, I always think a cemetery looks a little nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said before, there's grass and
right.
flowers and trees. Whereas I've seen lots of graveyards
mm-hmm.
where it's just stones.
Stones and some dirt.
Maybe some dirt, right? It's very, very scary and spooky.
Right, right. Yeah, so usually when I think of a graveyard, I also tend to picture it at night. And, you know, it's very, yeah, there's a bit of a scary factor there. So, yeah, that will all be in the culture section. So it seems Jeremy is a bit familiar with Tomb Sweeping Day. In fact, last year, he tried some green rice balls.
Okay, as one does.
So these are going to be the qingtuan.
And they are exactly as the word says. Right? They are rice balls, which are green.
Yes, yes. Usually, there's going to be red bean paste inside.
That's right. And I think our listeners know, I love the red bean paste.
Yeah, I know that too.
That is one of my favorites. Now, it sounds like, though, that now these green rice balls come in a lot of new flavors.
Ooh, all right. So come in here is another phrase, and it basically means they are available in.
Right, right. So we often say, you know, it comes in different colors.
Right.
I remember the iMac, when the iMac first came out, it had a lot of really interesting colors.
Yeah, that's true.
In like strawberry.
Orange. And similarly, we could say that it comes in many sizes, or maybe it only comes in one size.
That's right. Yeah, which is unfortunate when that size is very, very big. And I'm very, very small, so I can't really wear it.
Right. So basically, anything that comes in many various forms, but they're still similar, right? So it could be the same shirt in different sizes. It could be the same shirt in different colors.
Right.
It could be the same brand of car, but in different models.
Right.
Anyways, we can always use the word, we can always use the phrase comes in.
It comes in this, right? Now, the flavor, they're saying these rice balls come in. I'm not sure I understand this flavor.
Okay, so pork floss.
Pork floss.
Also known as pork sung. It's basically dried shredded pork.
Okay. Is it delicious?
I would say it's pretty delicious.
Okay, well, in any case, Jeremy thinks it sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. And Tina says they're an online sensation.
Okay, sensation. Everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm, right. We would call this in Chinese, Wang Hong.
Everybody wants to know how to say that.
Yeah.
Right, in English. I think this actually is a pretty good way, online sensation.
Just very popular online.
Right, and it can be a thing. Of course, it can be a person.
Mm-hmm.
We probably wouldn't say online sensation face if we were talking about, you know, like Instagram filters whatever the software is.
Now, this new flavor is so popular that people line up for hours just to buy them.
Wow. Hours. Okay, so this is something that I think is very important because everybody knows what a line is.
Yes.
There are lines everywhere.
In China. Especially.
Exactly. But the idea is that a line is a noun. It's a thing.
Yes.
And it's not a verb.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have here is the verb, right?
Right.
Line up. Line up, children.
Mm-hmm.
You need to line up.
Right. Now, we could say stand in line, but it's a little long, and sometimes we just want to say something quicker.
Right.
So we just say line up.
Line up. And it really can just like flow very easily from your mouth, too, right?
Yeah.
Line up.
Now, it seems like Jeremy's not a fan of lines.
Does not want to line up, no.
Yeah, he says, I think I'll stick with the classic ones then.
Okay, let's just get classic out of the way first. Because stick with is another phrasal verb that needs a little bit more love.
Okay, so classic then?
Just, it's old, but it's still good.
Original.
It's original.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know.
Tried and true.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't need to change. It doesn't need to be, you know, oh, it's this year it's, you know, blue color. Next year it's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Classic color, black and white.
Yes. Now, what about the stick with?
Stick with, very basically, guys, means persist.
Okay.
Right? You keep doing something.
Or we could also say stay with.
Stay with, right. So I don't want to line up for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I'll just stay with this
original
one. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, what are some other ways we can use stick with?
Well, I guess I think about sticking with a person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like maybe your boyfriend cheated on you.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, he's really sorry.
Yeah.
So you decide to stick with him.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could even say you decide to stick with it, being like the relationship.
Okay, right.
Stick with it. And speaking of stick with it, you know, we do a lot of lessons about habits, right? Like how to make new habits.
Yeah.
I would like to have some new habits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to start doing something.
Yeah.
Very difficult to stick with it.
That's true. Yeah. So, Adam, what is the difference between stick with and stick to?
I would say stick with is you stick with a thing.
Okay.
Right? A noun.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with someone. Stick with it. Whereas stick to might be like stick to doing something.
Okay. So there's more action.
More action.
Involved in
yeah.
That.
And as we mentioned before, guys, this is kind of a higher level elementary. And one of the reasons is because we have these phrasal verbs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you really, really should push yourself, check out that grammar section, and be sure to stick to learning new vocabulary.
Yes, always. All right, so I think that's about it for this lesson on Tomb Sweeping Day. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Tina, do you have any plans for Tomb Sweeping Day?
Yeah, I'm going to visit my grandparents' grave in Suzhou and pay my respects.
Oh, it's not in Shanghai?
Well, Shanghai is very tight on space. That's why a lot of cemeteries are in nearby towns outside the city.
Oh, I see. Last year, I tried some green rice balls on Tomb Sweeping Day. They were really good.
Glad you like them. You know, they come in many new flavors now, like pork floss.
Really? Sounds interesting.
They're an online sensation. People line up for hours to buy them.
I think I'll stick with the classic ones then.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Tina, do you have any plans for Tomb Sweeping Day?
Yeah, I'm going to visit my grandparents' grave in Suzhou and pay my respects.
Oh, it's not in Shanghai?
Well, Shanghai is very tight on space. That's why a lot of cemeteries are in nearby towns outside the city.
Oh, I see. Last year, I tried some green rice balls on Tomb Sweeping Day. They were really good.
Glad you like them. You know, they come in many new flavors now, like pork floss.
Really? Sounds interesting.
They're an online sensation. People line up for hours to buy them.
I think I'll stick with the classic ones then.
Dialogue, third time.
Hey, Tina, do you have any plans for Tomb Sweeping Day?
Yeah, I'm going to visit my grandparents' grave in Suzhou and pay my respects.
Oh, it's not in Shanghai?
Well, Shanghai is very tight on space. That's why a lot of cemeteries are in nearby towns outside the city.
Oh, I see. Last year, I tried some green rice balls on Tomb Sweeping Day. They were really good.
Glad you like them. You know, they come in many new flavors now, like pork floss.
Really? Sounds interesting.
They're an online sensation. People line up for hours to buy them.
I think I'll stick with the classic ones then. Okay, Diana, you come from a Chinese family.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do for Tomb Sweeping Day?
So actually, I really relate to Tina with her grandparents' grave being in Suzhou, because as a kid, the only time I ever went to Suzhou was to visit my grandfather's grave.
Oh, okay, because Shanghai is really
tight on space.
Tight on space.
Yes. However, recently, we did bring him back to Shanghai,
oh.
But I think the burial place is a little bit smaller because Shanghai is tight on space.
Yes.
So it's not as big as the grave in Suzhou.
Oh, okay. Well, what about you guys? What are you doing this year for Tomb Sweeping Day?
Mm-hmm, right. And if you have tried out the new flavors for the green rice balls, please let us know if they're good or not.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you know any other online sensations.
All right. So as always, we're looking forward to your comments, and we will see you guys next time.
All right. Bye, guys.